आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। कैबिनेट कमिटी ऑन सिक्योरिटी रिव्यूज सिचुएशन अराइजिंग आउट ऑफ वेस्ट एशिया कॉन्फ्लिक्ट। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी स्ट्रेसेस ऑन सेफगार्डिंग सिटीजन्स फ्रॉम एडवर्स इंपैक्ट। Iran threatens to completely close Strait of Hormuz if US attacks its power plants. Filing of nominations for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry ends today. Government to launch seventh tranche of auction for critical and strategic mineral blocks today. And Raipur, Jagdalpur and Sarguja to host Khelo India Tribal Games 2026 beginning on Wednesday in Chhattisgarh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the conflict in West Asia is an evolving situation and the entire world is affected in some form and in such a situation, adding that all efforts must be made to safeguard the citizens from the impact of this conflict. The Prime Minister said this while chairing the meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to review the situation and mitigating measures in the context of ongoing West Asia conflict. We have more from a correspondent.
During the meeting, the Cabinet Secretary Dr. T.V. Somanathan gave a detailed presentation on the global situation and mitigating measures taken so far and being planned by all concerned ministries and departments. According to Prime Minister's office statement, the expected impact and measures taken to address it across sectors like agriculture, fertilizer, food, security, petroleum and other affected sectors were discussed in the meeting. The meeting also made a detailed assessment of availability for critical needs of the common man, including food, energy and food fuel security. Furthermore, short-term, medium-term and long-term measures to ensure continued availability of essential needs were also discussed in the meeting. The meeting also involved discussion on several measures to diversify sources of imports required by chemicals, pharmaceuticals, petrochemicals and other industrial sectors. The PMO informed that several measures proposed by different ministries will be prepared and implemented in the coming days after consultation with all stakeholders. Samarth Singh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Iran has threatened to completely close Strait of Hormuz if US attacks Iranian power plants. In a statement, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said that the Strait of Hormuz will be completely closed and will not be opened until destroyed Iranian power plants are rebuilt. The IRGC statement comes after US President Donald Trump warned that if Iran does not open the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours, America will hit and obliterate various Iranian power plants, starting with the biggest one first. Moreover, the IRGC has announced the 74th wave of its operation True Promise 4, saying it involved the use of heavy missiles targeting military and security sites in Tel Aviv, Petah Tikva, Holon and Ramat Gan. We have more from a correspondent.
In Tehran, the tone is defiant and the threats are escalating. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps announced the 74th wave of its Operation True Promise, describing it as involving super-heavy missiles and claiming strikes on military and security targets in Israel. Iran's parliament speaker went further on social media, warning that if Iranian power plants are attacked, the critical infrastructure, energy infrastructure and oil facilities throughout the region will be considered legitimate targets and will be destroyed in an irreversible manner. And the price of oil will remain high for a long time. Meanwhile, Iran's ambassador to the United Kingdom and permanent representative to the International Maritime Organization said that the strait will remain open to all nations except for Iran's enemies and that the safe passage is possible once necessary security arrangements with Tehran are made. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
Meanwhile, Air India and Air India Express will operate a total of 30 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from West Asia today, even as services on several routes remain limited. Both carriers will continue the scheduled operations to Jeddah with a total of 10 flights between India and the Saudi Arabian city. Air India will operate one return service each from Delhi and Mumbai, while Air India Express will run services from Bengaluru, Kozhikode and Mengaluru. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry will end today. Polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held in a single phase on the 9th of next month. The scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 26th of March. We have more details on this from our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent.
Candidate can file their nomination papers for Kerala Assembly elections until 3 p.m. today. The submission process begins at 11 a.m. Scrutiny of the nomination papers will be carried out tomorrow, while candidates will have time until 26th of this month to withdraw their nominations. A total of 341 candidates have filed their nominations across the 140 constituencies in Kerala till now. Midhi M. Pallurithi, Akashvani News, Tiruvananthapuram.
Our Guwahati correspondent has further details on this.
In Assam, candidates can submit their nomination papers till 3 p.m. today. Several heavyweight candidates, both from the BJP and the opposition parties, will file their nomination papers today. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has already filed from the Jalukbari seat. Scrutiny will take place tomorrow, while candidates can withdraw their nomination until March 26. Voting for the 126-member Assam Legislative Assembly is scheduled for 9th April, with counting set for 4th May. So far, a total of 116 candidates have filed 219 nomination papers. Aminul Haq Joddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Now we go over to our Puducherry correspondent for more updates.
With the Bharatiya Janata Party naming M. Arulmurugan as its candidate for the Karaikal South constituency, the party has completed the announcement of nominees for all the 10 seats it will contest. Meanwhile, its alliance partner, the All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam, has announced candidates for the 2 seats allotted to it. Party Secretary A. Anpalagan will contest from Uppalam constituency, while former Deputy Secretary A. Gandhi has been fielded from Orli and Perth. The Congress DMK alliance is yet to announce its seat-sharing agreement in the Union Territory. Actor Vijay's party, TVK, contesting independently in Puducherry, has released its list of 30 candidates. The list includes former BJP Minister A.K. Sai J. Saravanan Kumar, who resigned from the party last today. Bibinasnath, Akashwani News, Puducherry.
West Bengal's Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Agarwal has said that ECI will publish the first supplementary voters list under the SIR process today. This list will feature names of voters whose documents have been fully verified pending in the adjudication list. Election Commission sources said 27 lakh pending voter records have been settled, with about 2 lakh names processed daily. Once the list is out and if they have any objection, then the voters can appeal both online via the ECI Net app or the Commission's website and offline at district or subdivisional offices. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to introduce the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha today. The bill seeks to amend the Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008 and the Companies Act 2013. In the Rajya Sabha today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to introduce the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026. The bill seeks to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces and other rules regarding these forces. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download news on EIR app.
Wow, Vikram, the lifestyle, the board meetings, the influence. What's the secret?
It's no secret. I'm a company secretary, a key managerial person in the company.
That's serious power.
Well, it is. You advise the board, you shape decisions, and with that comes authority, prestige, and a rewarding package.
For complete details, visit www.icsi.edu. Step into the corporate sector and build a career that defines growth.
Union Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy will launch the seventh tranche of auction of critical and strategic mineral blocks today. The seventh tranche will offer 19 blocks across several states under mining lease and composite license. These blocks comprise a diverse basket of minerals essential for sectors such as clean energy, advanced technologies, fertilizers and strategic industries. Ministry of Mines said that auction will be conducted online through a transparent two-stage ascending forward auction process, wherein the successful bidder will be selected based on the highest percentage of value of mineral dispatched. The nation today pays homage to legendary freedom fighters Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev on the martyrdom day today. On this day in 1931, British rulers had executed them in Lahore for their revolutionary activities against the empire. We have more from a correspondent.
हमको तेरी कसम तेरी राहों में जहां तक लुटा जाएंगे.
The Britishers, after hanging Shaheed Azam Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev, a day before the scheduled day, secretly brought their bodies to the bank of the river Satluj at Husainiwala in Firozpur and unceremoniously cremated them. A National Martyrs Memorial here depicts their irrepressible revolutionary spirit. Border Security Force Punjab and its unique initiative as part of its Diamond Jubilee celebrations organized Firozpur Husainiwala Border Marathon here yesterday to honor the supreme sacrifice of the legend. Firozpur Railway Division has started 6 pairs of special Shahidi Mela trains today to ferry the visitors from Firozpur Kent to Husainiwala and back. People are visiting the memorial to pay tributes to the martyrs. A state-level program will be held at the ancestral village of Shahid Bhagat Singh at Khatkad Kana to remember the supreme sacrifice of these sons of the soil for the nation. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The Mera Yuva Mai Bharat will organize a nationwide Padyatra today, marking the Shahid Divas. The initiative will be conducted under the theme Mai Bharat, My Responsibility.
The Padyatra will be a tribute to the sacrifice of India's young freedom fighters Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports said that the initiative aims to channelize the energy, idealism and aspirations of youth towards responsible citizenship. The Padyatras will be organized across all 763 districts across the country, with a major event to be organized in Faridabad, Haryana, with participation of over 10,000 youth. Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse, and Sports Minister of Haryana, Gaurav Gautam, will be present on the occasion. Every year, Shahid Divas serves as a powerful reminder that India's freedom was earned through sacrifice and courage. It reinforces the idea that freedom is not merely inherited, but must be strengthened and preserved through continuous collective effort. In this context, the Shahid Divas Padyatra seeks to transform remembrance into action by encouraging youth to actively participate in nation-building. With Aman's report, this is Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Chhattisgarh is set to host the Khelo India Tribal Games KITG 2026 from 25th of March to 3rd of April. The event will take place across three cities, Raipur, Jagdalpur and Sarguja, bringing together over 6,000 participants including 2,300 athletes. With over 32% of its population belonging to tribal communities and a living legacy of indigenous cultures, traditions and athletic excellence, Chhattisgarh stands not just as a host, but as the natural home of these games. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Abhishek. The West Asia conflict is prominently noticed by the dailies this morning. Amid West Asia conflict, Prime Minister takes stock of energy situation, leads the statesman. U.S.-Iran trade threats over energy targets. Trump sets 48-hour deadline to open Hormuz, says the Tribune. Prime Minister Modi becomes India's longest-serving head of government, notes the statesman. On the government's financial year 26-27 IF plan, Hindustan Times writes, Rafale transport aircraft deals lined up. Hindustan Times, in its editorial wake-up call for collegium, writes that Justice Dipankar Dutta's candid remarks offer a moment of clarity and an opportunity for reflection. The paper writes that an unprecedentedly candid admission by Supreme Court Judge Justice Dipankar Dutta that the collegium system has failed to protect judges with integrity in the past comes at a pivotal moment in the evolution of the institution when questions are being asked about its transparency and decision-making. Government pushes for PNG connections, asks all ministries to assess demand, reports the Times of India. And finally, James is running out of records to chase, says Economic Times about the basketball legend. The paper writes, LeBron James adds another milestone to his expanding list of achievements, most games played. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Cabinet Committee on Security reviews situation arising out of West Asia conflict. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses on safeguarding citizens from adverse impact. Iran threatens to completely close Strait of Hormuz if US attacks its power plants. Filing of nominations for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry ends today. Government to launch 7th tranche of auction for critical and strategic mineral blocks today. And Raipur, Jagdalpur and Sarguja to host Khelo India Tribal Games 2026 beginning on Wednesday in Chhattisgarh. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.